Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and we're with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
You know, I have really been struggling because every time I try to dial a number in the 518 area code now, like calling you this morning, I forget to put the 518 in, and now there's another area code?
Yes, that's right. Our story today by Larry Rulison, who covers all the techno stuff, says that the new 838 area code is actually taking effect within the 518 area code today. That means that local phone customers could be issued an 838 phone number beginning today. According to the North American Numbering Plan Administration, that's the organization that oversees the issuing of new phone numbers and new area codes, the new 838 numbers are already being requested. And the addition of the 838 numbers is required because all of the possible 518 numbers have been issued already or will soon. And the new 518-838 area code spans the 17 counties that go from the Canadian border just south of the capital region. So customers, like yourself, are going to have to start dialing a 1 and the area code, which for all the current numbers is 518, they're going to stay the same. But for some new numbers, they're going to have to start dialing 838 just to call their friends and neighbors who live right nearby. It is a big change, and we're going to have to get used to it.
Well, the fight for health care and the New York angle here, what's going on?
We have another last-ditch effort by Republicans in Congress to undo the Affordable Care Act, and our own Senator Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate Minority Leader, is leading the battle. He says Trump Care is back. It's meaner than ever. This is a bill proposed by Republican Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. And it's getting some traction because John McCain, who provided the needed vote to defeat the repeal of Obamacare a few weeks back, says he's looking closely at this and looking at the way governors look at it, including his own governor in Arizona. The problem is that it's appealing to some governors because it would take all the money being spent on the Medicaid supplement by the federal government and let states decide what to do with it. And so Schumer says that according to one study, it would mean a loss of $33 billion over the next 10 years to New Yorkers. And he's trying to appeal to the conscience of GOP members of the Congress. For the next few days, it's going to be the big story.
Can't we just get the congressional health plan?
Isn't that what was promised?
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us for more. Head to timesunion.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.